We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Listen, this segment brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
Yes.
Jeremy, we're going to talk more about AR-15s, but Jeremy does fantastic work. You got him busy right now. You got to free him up so he can do some other jobs.
He threw in an emergency job for us. And we were going to have a lot of rain this week. We didn't end up having a lot of rain, but he was doing an inside job for us and kind of making ADA compatible a bathroom. You know, just in other words, making a bathroom
ADA compliant.
Yeah, so that my son can safely get in and out of his new shower. And
new home, new kidney. He's starting all over. It's
all
so
the way
cool.
Around.
Yeah.
So we're excited for him. And Jeremy's been sending me pictures. I got to get out there and see it. And I haven't been out there in a few days. So, but it's going well. Reliable Enterprises, again, you can link to them right on our website here, thegss.com. And just click on Reliable. It'll lead you right to him. Check out the pictures. See the work he does. Get a hold of him and get on his list. He'll fit you in just as soon as he can. You can give him a call today at 810-429-6957. Again, that's 810-429-6957. You'll be glad you did. He does excellent work. I've trusted him for years, and I've referred this guy probably 500 times in the past 10 years, maybe 7 or 8 years, because we were competing for a long time. we both worked the same town. But he goes all over the place. He's got a great crew, and he has taken over the reins really, really good. So I'm very happy to refer him, and we appreciate him sponsoring the show. If it wasn't for these good sponsors, we wouldn't have the show on the air. So thank him if you talk to him, and keep him in your prayers because the guy's doing good work all the time, and proud to have him as a friend and as a sponsor. So. And he's a gun guy too, so we love talking about guns. So, now here's the question: do I buy a complete AR-15 or an AR-10, or do I build one myself? And years ago, the building yourself kind of got a bad rap. It was kind of weird, Dan, because what happened it was back in the 70s, in the 80s, all these surplus parts from guns that were tore up in the Army and the Air Force and all that kind of stuff. And the Marines, surplus parts were kind of flooding the market. And there was companies that just made the barrels or just made the upper receivers or just made this part or that part. And companies like Sarco would have all those parts in their repertoire. And you would order the parts and you'd try to put them all together, hoping you had all the parts. Well, it's changed a lot since then. Now, the part system is so clean and so efficient and so new. I have not bought a used part for an AR-15 in a lot of years. So, I buy beautiful parts, new barrels, new uppers, new bolt carrier groups for AR-15s, and the prices are wonderful. They are, it's amazing what you can put an AR-15 together for. You just got to get your receiver. And I usually pick out good receivers right there at Williams Gun Sight in Davison, pick out the receiver I'm looking for, find it at the right price. I purchase it and I have it in my repertoire of things that I'm going to build. And then I start building it. It's almost like keeping a bag of flour and a bag of sugar in the pantry because you know one of these days you're going to make good cookies. Well, having an extra receiver sitting around. Yes, it's a registered gun. It just is not completed yet, but the government knows I have it. And they're not supposed to, you know, in so to speak, with the rules. But I comply and I fill out my 4473s for each one of the guns, the receivers I purchase, and they're registered to me. So then I start finding the pieces to build it the way I want to build it. Now, to me, it's a nice way to do it. Other people look at me like, you are nuts. You are crazy. Why don't you just buy a complete rifle? And there's wonderful prices on these guns out there right now. So it is more of a want to do it myself, why I do it that way, as opposed to just picking one up that's complete. But I have done it both ways. I have, you know, gone out and bought brand new, like when the 450 Bushmasters first came out, went out and, you know, bought one right off the bat, you know, 16 inch 450. And, for some reason I just immediately wanted to modify it, but that's me. That's not necessarily you. It's just me. I wasn't happy with a 16 inch. I wanted a 20 inch. And now I'm on like my fourth 20 inch. And, I love the guns. They're fun to shoot. They're nice. And I just am always experimenting. You might not be that way. I know a lot of people that only buy, you know, one gun and they're done. They're final. That's, I've got it. That's all I want. So, you just got to make sure that your gun, if you go buy a brand new gun, when you're putting a gun together from parts, you're cleaning it as you go. You make sure there's no burrs. You make sure the feeding ramps are nice and smooth. You make sure that the chamber is polished. You do everything you can, and you clean the bore super good. You know, you don't clean it once. You clean it 15 times to make sure it's clean, smooth. Look it over. Look for any flaws or defects. Make sure the muzzle or the flash hider or suppressor is fitting perfectly. And you want to get all these things done on these guns before you go to the range. The people that buy a brand new gun and take the box right into the range, open it up and start firing it, are the ones that usually have trouble with them. And that's because too many people are buying these guns and they do not take time to inspect them and clean them. So I respect them. So I take time to check them out top to bottom. You know, it'd be like buying a boat, not seeing if it's watertight, and then driving across the lakes. You know, eventually you're going to get water in a boat. Eventually you're going to get a gun that doesn't work good. And I've had a lot of buddies come to me, brand new AR-15s, and say, I hate this stupid gun. Just, can you fix it? And it's like, well, let's look at it. Did you clean it before you shot it? Well, no, I didn't clean it. So we go through them top to bottom, make sure the bolts, everything's smooth, nothing that's going to make it hiccup or act funny, because these guns are mass-produced. The price is not high on them. When you buy all the pieces, it doesn't cost much. You can literally put an AR-15 together, a nice one, for under $400 right now. And but you got to be willing to do it, and you got to take the time to, you know, to go through it. And so the point is, they are a lot of fun. They are great to shoot. And then when you get it all put together, then you can work on customizing it the way you want. See how good your trigger is. See how good the grip feels. See how good the sights are that are on it, if you have sights on it at all. If you've put a laser on it, you know, remember, you can't hunt with lasers. Lasers are just for target practice or for self-defense. And okay, now I've got one caliber. Do I want to do another? You know, and change and get like a 7.62x39 so that I can shoot AK-47 bullets in my AR. Do I want to get a 6.5 Grendel so that I can coyote hunt it 500 yards? Do I want to get a 450 Bushmaster or a 400 Legend upper so that I can go deer hunting with this gun? All these things you can do, and these are all the things that you customize with having one AR-15 and building from it. I think it's kind of a lot like having an entire Snap-on toolbox in the garage. You can fix everything. You just got to be willing to put the effort into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You might have the wrench that fits that, but are you willing to turn it? So everything you need in one toolbox is basically having an AR-15 lower and then building from it. Now, all that I've just said also pertains to the AR-10. You can do the same thing. I bought my first AR-10 in like six pieces and put it together and got it all done. And we had a ball with that gun. That was a lot of fun. And then I quit hunting up north. So I didn't really need a 308 bolt, a 308 rifle like that, because I bought it actually to deer hunt with, and had 5-round magazines and everything for it. Well, I appreciate what the 450 Bushmaster can do and the 400 Legend. So that's my train of thought now, is what I'm doing with it down here in lower Michigan, hunting, in coyote hunting with 6.5 Grendel, home defense with a 7.62 by 39, 223 for coyote and fun varmint hunting. Inexpensive, all of them. I reload them all, so I have fun with all of them. And just for Christmas, I got a 50 Beowulf, a 12.7 by 42 millimeter AR upper, so that I can start shooting 50 Beowulfs out of my AR. And that's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to that. That's one of the ones I want to build here shortly. So looking forward to it. And it's staying busy with my passion, building, learning about them so that I can bring this discussion to you guys every week on the radio. Now, we're going to get into some of the guns that are available at Williams Gun Sight and some parts they sell in the next segment. They got some beauties, man. They got some used and a ton of clearance ARs to choose from. We were looking at them a couple weeks ago and just amazed at how many they have in stock right now. So we'll talk more about that after this short
commercial break. When we return. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.